Michael, you had mentioned, as we were talking about the assassination attempts, we're up to 21 now, but a couple of them were performed by extraterrestrials. They tried to do Billy in?
Yes. Can I, before I forget, can I tell you one more thing that was fairly new information from the Meyer case, and I'll go back to that, I promise you. It'll be quick. In the according to the information Meyer received from the Playar, and some of it very recently, AOL did a deal somehow with the CIA. The Dalai Lama is an asset to the CIA, and the latest, I'm just giving you the bullet points on this, and who knows if it's true or not. Mm-hmm. There's the latest thing that came translated was a conspiracy between Microsoft and the NSA to construct their new operating platform, Vista, in such a way that it is wide open for illegal secret observation and manipulation of all the files on your personal computer. Well, we got that out of the way. I wanted to say it, and I use a Mac, so I don't know about that Vista
okay.
thing. Okay, anyhow. According to this information, for several thousands of years, a splinter group from the Playar, in other words, is from the same parent group of extraterrestrials.
And they look the same, right?
Yeah, yeah, okay. They look the same, human beings, had been here. They were responsible for setting religions in motion, for blood sacrifices that emerged and were perpetuated through certain religions. They were based under the Great Pyramid at Giza, and they had a. There were large structures of, let's say, rooms and access ways that had been constructed in the past when the Great Pyramid was originally constructed, according to the Playar, in 73,300 and about 30 years ago, 73,330 plus years. The pyramids were constructed for various purposes. They also used were designed as warning systems, et cetera, et cetera. This group enlarged and enhanced a certain area underneath in which they also kept a large craft that may well have been the craft that Edgar Cayce said existed under the pyramid, and other smaller craft. They had, up until the 1970s, well over 700 political and religious leaders under a hypnotic type of influence, a mind control influence known as telenautic control, that they could generate and pass through electrical receivers, radio, television, what have you, and directed at particular individuals. This is the story. They also were behind a black arts group known as the Thule Society, which was behind Hitler, and that they indeed were an energetic source to direct Hitler in the evil direction that he went. They did appear, and just to contradict the fellow that called before, most of the sightings that we see nowadays, at least according to the Playar, are mainly U.S. military craft and some others, not extraterrestrial. However, These beings did have craft. They created holograms, such as the miracle at Fatima. They had a false second coming engineered that they were going to pull off with the help of a guy named Reinhold Schmidt, a California corn merchant back in the 60s or so, who was under a form of influence to them by them, thinking that he was a contactee and that he was on board spaceships. And they had actually remanufactured artifacts that would duplicate the original artifacts of the crucifixion, the cross, etc., that have long since turned to dust. This is part of the Ascot journeys with Meyer, in which all of this was put out. They attacked Meyer in 1978, I think it was in August, during a time in which there was a holiday and cannons are shot off in the valleys and what have you. They sent a remote craft using a beam, sound beam weapon right above his place, and the plan was to generate a sound beam, have the place explode, look like a stove erupted or what have you. What they didn't know, and I'm talking fast because I know people want to ask questions, what they didn't know is that the Playaran had a ship that they had stationed above Meyer's home and screened it so it couldn't be seen by them. And when the attack was generated, it didn't hit the house. It hit around the force field of the Playaran craft, constituting an attack on them, and they could now act in self-defense. Otherwise, they had no right to interfere with these people. So they were then able to remove them from the planet and send them off. A name associated with that group was a name of Ashtar. A lot of people were believing they were in touch with an Ashtar being and channeling Ashtar and all that. And he was one of their minions. And they apparently were also connected to a phenomenon. Remember the Bo and Peep group in Oregon that were calling people to leave their belongings and they were going to go in a spaceship?
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I think the man was ultimately turned out to be the guy who was then later on in the cult in San Diego Marshall Applewhite or what have
you. The Heaven's Gate people.
Yeah, and apparently a bunch of people did disappear, never to be seen again. But they're not being taken by little gray guys. They were taken by these very negative ETs. And that's a kind of compressed, fast-forward version on these beings known as the Bafath or Giza Intelligences, who were enemies of Meyer and had attacked him in different ways, but this was the more potentially deadly attack.
Well, it's fascinating, too, that this splinter group had some involvement with the pyramids.
Only in terms of utilizing the space beneath them for their, kind of location. But there were names like Jehovah,
so
Kamigal, and others. Oh, yeah. This information is in the case. It's linked. People, if they will just go and read this, they can work it out for themselves, whether it's a bunch of baloney or if it's possibly has a ring of truth to it.